Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see beyond everything. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Windshield. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now on to the KevCast. Hi, everyone, and thanks so much for coming back for another episode of the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder. Welcome back. I hope you're having a great week. I hope you're having a great day. We are in the midst of a series. This is our conclusion of a six-part series called Dark Days. And today, we are going to talk about the dark night. If you haven't tuned in so far, I really encourage you to go back and consider the first five episodes. There's so much content and information in here that gives you a totally different way to look at the problems of anxiety and depression and all kinds of emotional problems. You know, in our culture, we really only have one way that we deal with this, unless you have this other view. And I spend a couple weeks talking about both perspectives, the differences between them, and the value that can come. And today, we kind of come to our crescendo and conclusion at the same time. We're going to focus on the dark night. You know, we never begin our lives with the goal of becoming depressed. I mean, how many people have you ever met that said, man, I just really love to feel bad and I can't wait to feel even worse? It just doesn't happen. We don't plan to go through life disproportionately weighting little things within our Velcro brains. You know, turning little things into big things, making ourselves fearful, unnecessarily so, and becoming anxious. We don't say, hey, I just really want to be nervous and have heart palpitations and panic attacks and let my life shrink and close in around me. You see, these things happen to us. And despite how it seems, we don't end up in dark days because everything around us just went to hell. You see, we're not just left in these places because bad things collapsed. The good went away. You know, dark days, as I explained in part five, are placed upon us by a larger, more benevolent force for the very purpose of our expansion. Now, if you can't subscribe to that idea because it's too much like religion, or I'm clearly pointing at a power beyond ours, and that just can't be empirically proven. If that's you, then the only option when the dark night comes is to deflect your dark days, right? And you can deflect them from your life by a combination of traditional psychotherapy. You can deflect them with pharmacological interventions or some kind of cognitive behavioral therapy. You know, all of those are based upon the premise that depression and anxiety and other emotional and mental problems and disorders are problems that have to be eradicated. They are things that need to be scooped out with a melon ball cutter, that your life is better without them. And while I don't disagree that they're problems because they do derail us, they take our energy, they harm us, they interfere with our relationships and our living, I don't see them as the kind of problem in the same way as the traditional purpose or the traditional approach, I mean. So therefore, if you're going to subscribe to the empirical data only, that's your only option. What I've been bringing to you for the last 6 weeks is this spiritual consideration. You see, if my thesis is correct that dark days are placed upon us by a larger, more benevolent force for the purpose of our expansion, if that's at least possible, then we have access to a truth narrative that's big enough to counterbalance all of our suffering. And in this sphere, both the mystics and the Puritans have something to offer. St. John of the Cross was a mystic who wrote The Dark Night of the Soul. If you haven't read that book, I really encourage you to get a copy and get going, dive in. It is a transforming book. It's powerful. In this work, St. John of the Cross outlines what he calls our purgation via several nights. And too many from the religious backgrounds interpret dark days as apostasy or a turning away from God, or where God is turning away from us because he's angry and he's punishing us for our wrongdoings. You see, depression and anxiety and all those emotional problems are the emotional pain of God leaving us. And in some sense, that's true, but it's not true like that. It's not true that God abandons his beloved. It never happens. You see, God is not going to leave us in a state of hopelessness. St. John beautifully illustrates that the opposite is true if we have eyes to see it. The opposite meaning God is not punishing us. God is actually leading us. And the abandonment that we are perceiving is only God removing certain aspects of himself from us because we've become consumers. You see, a loving parent always weans her child. And similarly, St. John depicts a loving God withholding certain comforts, certain consolations and experiences in order that we come to know the essence or nature of God rather than his or her affects. You see, it's the difference between knowing God's face and knowing his or her hand. And if you look at the world today, in modern Christianity especially, it's pretty concerned with what God can give them, not with knowing who God is. You see, the dark night of the soul is that crucible of suffering through which we come to a deeper, broader understanding of ultimate reality. And if that's the case, then dark days are not detours from our life, but they are portals to a deeper life. Yes, depression and anxiety and other mental problems and issues and pains and forms of suffering, yeah, those are a loss of consolations. But faith knows that these losses of consolations are but temporary, and they're worthwhile for our inner self. Paul talks about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Now, Henry Scudder was a Puritan who wrote The Christian's Daily Walk. And for Scudder, the soul suffers due to distempered thoughts. You see, in his perspective, depression and anxiety are depicted as a court jester blowing a feather aloft, you know, kind of keeping it afloat with his breath, doing so in the presence of the king, right? When you should be standing at attention, you're goofing around in line, blowing a feather. And that's the image of a distracted mind that's given way to distempered thoughts. And so dark days are the result of losing the big picture via distraction. You know, our modern mindset could really learn a lot from diligent attention to the long view. It seems like we're very, very short-sighted. And spiritual maturity always provides a perspective which is a corrective lens to the myopia that slinks in among our dark days. Now, C.S. Lewis compares the process of gaining spiritual maturity to that of an unborn baby. And I think it's a great metaphor. You know, the unborn baby, which doesn't know all that is before it, it can't possibly imagine what it's like to breathe air, to run, to ride a bike, to eat amazing foods, to hold others in your arms, to interact. It can't possibly know any of those things. And so if you were to ask it, hey, do you want to go and be born? The process is very painful. It's cold. You have to breathe air. You're going to cry a lot. The baby would probably just as soon stay put in the warm safety of the womb. And it would resent all the contractions to try and get it to go somewhere other than where it wants to be. And that is such a great metaphor for where we find ourselves. And if we're looking at the problem of depression and anxiety, isn't it interesting that our main solutions are really like an unborn baby saying, don't be born. Don't be born. Take this drug. Don't be born. Don't be born. Don't be transformed by this thing. Instead, let's get rid of this thing. Let me numb you so you can't feel this thing anymore. Is that the right philosophy that we need to approach these very big problems? You know, look, I've said it in every episode and I'll say it again. If you're on medication, this is not an appeal for you to get off of medication. Consult your doctor and work through it, especially with anxiety and other kinds of depressions that if you just decide to take them and turn off, you're going to have serious side effects. No, I'm trying to get at the philosophical perspective here, and it's an important one. If you do not embrace a spiritual consideration, your only option is to deflect this. The only perspective that decides to go through it and become transformed by it is a spiritual consideration, even if you employ traditional psychology to get it. It's still spiritual. You see, it's the spiritual lens that we look through. And through this lens, our dark days are the precursors to a profound expansion, if we will just give ourselves to the process. That's going to take some humility. But powerlessness introduces us to the true power. We've seen this in AA and countless other examples in our life. We know this to be true. And it's always the case that the soul's searchlight of hope shines very dark at first. Thanks so much for joining the KevCast, where we learn to see beyond everything. I hope this content has helped you, and I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or comments or feedback. Until next time, I hope you have an awesome day, and I can't wait to have you come back real soon.